Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Art Rooney, too. We did not get to that comment yesterday on one of the issues with quarterback play here was that they had two quarterbacks and they were so different that the system didn't suit both. And you give Artie Smith credit for managing that or having to deal with that. But that was, in Art's mind, Art Rooney, that was a problem. That was an issue. That Justin Fields and Russell Wilson are so unlike each other that when one guy went in, he had to go play in a system that wasn't right for him. Now, Art said, and the big takeaway for most people here is that one of these guys is going to be back, ideally, and one of them is not. And I think we all agree, all three of us agree that it should be Justin Fields, right? Even though Russell Wilson, congratulations on making it to your 10th Pro Bowl games.
Yeah, we can skip the roundtable debate here.
Donnie now has exhibit N for why the Pro Bowl is a farce and why when he's talking about great players and where they are in Steelers lore and in NFL history, you don't cite Pro Bowls. Am I right, Don?
Well, yeah, there's like a cutoff.
Yeah. Probably, what would you say, like 2010?
I would say earlier.
After that?
I would say earlier. Say like 2005. Like I think once the internet started to become a bigger and bigger thing.
The internet.
Oh, I do think.
I remember getting AOL CDs in the mid-90s. So you're saying really going back to that.
No, that was when the internet was still in its like more infant kind of mode.
I'd say mid to late 2000s then. That's fair.
Yeah, like 2005, 2007 range.
We have another real joke. It's not even a game anymore. They play dodgeball and flag football. But
Snoop Huntley making it should have killed the Pro Bowl, like any cachet it had left dead.
I remember Tyrod Taylor kept making it year after year because
the reason it's never going to die is because guys still get it written into contracts, I think, as an incentive.
Well, the reason why it won't die is because the NFL makes it a game in a weekend that gets put into their TV packages.
I shouldn't say the reason
it raises the price. Yes. Of things.
I shouldn't say it'll die as like a thing the NFL puts on. The reason players will still occasionally care about it is because some of them might make 75.
And even though
extra.
The ratings are not like NFL games, the ratings are still shockingly high. More people will watch the Pro Bowl than any of the Stanley Cup final games this year.
I still think I'm sitting in a room with two people.
No,
who will
I won't watch,
the Pro Bowl.
I do not watch it.
No, that's like one of the only football.
Is that where you draw the line?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I never watch it.
I'd rather go back and watch Super Bowl 14.
Now, would you watch an old Pro Bowl to remember how it used to be?
No, not really.
I watched them when I was a kid.
So we all agree that if we had our druthers, we would go with Justin Fields.
Yes.
I think Justin Fields will be cheaper, even though there's more competition. I see SpotTrack projects him as a guy that'll make less than $10 million. He's getting the Sam Darnold treatment from the contract evaluators. Mm-hmm. And Russell Wilson is still in the 30s. And the comp on Russell Wilson that I see used is Kirk Cousins' contract. Not that he'll get all that guaranteed money or in as many years, but as far as his play is gone, and also what he's used to making as a quarterback. Does he want to sign up for be a bridge guy and get paid like Gardner Minshew?
And get next paid year? Bridge guy money.
I don't know that about him. I do think a few things we can make inferences on and assume are probably true. I think this comment about how their system was not tailor-made for Russell Wilson is something Russ said to Tomlin, or maybe even went up right up the ladder here and said to Art.
What is the system that's tailor-made for Russ? What's that system?
The offense
like?
That was in early in the year was for Justin, and I had to play in that system. And if you commit to me next year, let's make it a Russell Wilson offense.
What does a Russell Wilson offense look like here in the year of our Lord 2025? Everything's a designed rollout and a moon ball?
Let Russ do what he wants. I don't know what that means. I agree with you.
Russ would start a grease fire if you let him cook the way he wanted to try to cook.
I do believe, from a conversation I had about a half hour before we went on the air here, there are still Russell Wilson sympathizers in that building.
Jeez.
There are absolutely people who think that they have a better shot in 2025 with Russ. And that if they had the authority or the clout or the power to influence the decision on who would come back, they would pick Russ over Fields.
Does that person inside that...
It's multiple people.
Is one of those people the person who has a working business relationship with Russ through Acrisure?
I don't know about that. I don't know. Might be.
I just am amazed that anyone could watch him and be like, yeah, there's definitely more to mine there. And I say that as a guy who thought he was going to be better than Fields all year.
Well, you want a funny stat on that? Yeah, to your point? This is one of the things I heard. Well, Russell Wilson's passing numbers were actually better than Hurts this year, and he did it with less to work with. Mm. Russ had 16 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. Hurts had 18 touchdowns to 5 interceptions. And look at how much better Jalen Hurts' supporting cast is than Russ.
Okay. So those people are just reading box scores and Pro Football Reference.
Well, I don't know about that, but I don't know we can try to guess who these quarterbacks are. But internally, they had Russell Wilson rated ahead of at least 3 quarterbacks who were in the playoffs this year.
Stroud?
No, you think?
Well, I'm trying to guess. Hurts, then? 3 starting quarterbacks.
Yep.
Is Hurts one of them?
I didn't get the names.
Okay, let's roll through it.
Mahomes?
Mahomes, no. Allen, no. Jackson, no. Stroud, they have to, because if they're just box score watching, Stroud's actual numbers look worse than Russ's. So I bet you Stroud is one of them.
Herbert, no.
You would think.
Even though he had a horrible playoff game. Guy threw more interceptions in the playoffs than he did in the
regular season. Did they really have him ahead of Bo Nix? They shouldn't. Bo Nix was better than Russ by the end of the year.
Put him in the maybe category.
Okay.
Goff, no.
Daniels, no.
Daniels,
way.
No.
Stafford, no.
Put him in the maybe.
Listen, I think Stafford, the love for
him. Put Love in the maybe.
The love for Stafford, I think, can go overboard a little bit. He's one Kevin Dotson false start away from having KO'd the Eagles, most likely.
Yeah, but remember, this was said before the playoffs started.
I know.
Who else? Baker.
Baker had 41 touchdowns. You can't possibly.
Not Baker.
You can't.
Maybe Darnold?
Okay. I could at least listen to that one with the way he finished the season and the relative lack of track record there. Darnold, so we need to pick 3 out of these 5 then. Darnold, Nix, Stroud, Stafford, and Love.
Who do you think the 3 are, Donnie?
Give me that group again.
Darnold, Stroud, Nix, Stafford, Love.
Stroud, Nix, and Love.
Man, I think Darnold's got to be in there somewhere.
So do I.
I think Darnold and Stroud, just because I know Stroud's numbers were bad, and it sounds like these people are just literally doing what I keep denigrating them for, which is looking at Pro Football Reference.
I would think Nix is one of those guys. They played Nix, and he didn't play well against them. You know how much stock they put in how guys perform
I think Pony's got a good point there. They're obsessed with how guys perform against them. In fact, if they had somehow like dragged
actually why I don't think it's Hurts.
Oh, if they had
Hurts lit them up.
But if they had dragged their carcass to a pair of wins over Lamar, even if the second one was in an equally strained
fashion.
No,
I still don't
think
they'd say that. No? I still don't think they would rank, they can't rank Russ ahead of Lamar.
So you said this is multiple people still have support for Russ, huh?
I think Russ has got, I think when we heard what Tomlin said at his press conference, and then when the Dulac and Kabali stuff came out about how the Arthur Smith, Russell Wilson dynamic worked, you form opinions off of the information that's available to you. I think in that moment, most fans reasonably concluded, all right, this is good for Fields and bad for Russ. But in the last 24 hours, I've gotten a stronger sense that Russ is actually way more alive in this than people think he is.
God, that is a huge bummer, because if we come back with another drawing dead team next year, and I got to hear Russ saying, like, hey, we're going to go win 5 in a row after they start, like, 1-4. And he's throwing picks galore, and Tomlin's just gripping the steering wheel with white knuckles. I'm going to cry.
I have not asked anybody this, but I would be very, very, very interested in hearing what you never get in a press conference setting this. But if you went to, say, Arthur Smith, Terrell Austin, Mike Tomlin, and said, just out of curiosity, how do you think Russell Wilson would do in Philadelphia's offense?
What they would say.
What they would say.
You think they would believe that he could thrive because it's such a good roster?
Yeah. I've
always heard the problem with Russ, though, is Russ doesn't want to just hand the ball off. He does want to cook. That's why he wanted out of Seattle. And then Peyton was like, God, I hate this.
That's why...
Hurts, I think, does swallow his ego.
But that's why the... yeah, he does. You're right. But that's why the rekindling of the flame with Pete Carroll doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, people have put those two together. Like,
well,
oh,
not just fans. I mean,
no,
the media
analysts,
have come out and
no,
said
analysts
that too.
Have too. Like, that's how I first saw it, was a big like media personality did. But those two didn't like each other by the end.
Donnie, is it clear to you that your preference is Justin Fields over Russell Wilson? And if it's Fields who's back, you're like, okay, cool, let's go. If it's Russell Wilson who's back, you're going to actually be pissed and angry about it.
That is correct. I would be pissed and angry about it, and I think a lot of people would be.
Would you put yourself in pissed and angry camp, Chris?
Yeah, I would be.
It should be clear as day between the two guys what they should do. They don't have any sort of future with Russell Wilson. I understand that they may not have one. They very well may not have one with Justin Fields, but I don't know. It at least provides more excitement and hope. Because it's a guy that's 25, going to be 26 years old, not a guy who's in his late 30s, and is just a PR robot.
I think if you want to bring Russ back,
not to mention, how many of the other 52 guys do you think would say Russell Wilson over Justin Fields?
Very few.
I bet it's a landslide in favor of the younger guy.
I think a lot of those veterans that allegedly campaigned to get Russ to come here last year were pretty put off by the way things ended. I shouldn't make it seem like it's an open and shut case, but I think your Cams, your TJs, guys who said, hey, this dude has a track record, were pretty soured. And I think Fields has always been good at winning over the locker room. So I think he's a consummate pro type of guy.
I think you're probably right about that, but I do think these Wilson sympathizers that are there look at it this way. The offensive line wasn't good. It's going to be better next year. Jones at left tackle.
He makes
another
offensive
year
lines worse, though. He is part of the reason the line... I know the line was not good this year.
Well,
Russ actively makes them worse.
No, so Fields does and doesn't. Fields' running ability gets him out of trouble, but he also holds onto the ball longer than any quarterback in the NFL.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying Russ runs into sacks and panics and will take sacks
rather than
throw... Yes.
But I do think that the pro Russell Wilson argument is line will get better next year and his weapons can't be any worse than they were this year.
Give the Steelers a chance. They were scouting defensive tackles today. Very strong class for that. I just think it's got to be Fields, because I think if you bring Russ back, but you're telegraphing that you think you can make little tweaks and contend, which you can't.
So
not with him.
I'm a very hard person to please on this issue, because I agree with Donnie. If it's Russ, I'm going to be pissed and angry. But I also, when he said hope and excitement, I don't feel either of those two things with Fields either. I don't think Fields offers either one of those things. What he does for me is called younger and cheaper.
I would try to sign Fields to a two-year deal, and I would be positioning myself one way or another to try to pick my next quarterback in 26 when the class gets better. And at least with Fields for a year, you just design the offense for him. And I don't think he's going to swim, but you see how much he can prevent himself from sinking.
But the owner just said, I don't want an offense where it's like just based on quarterback mobility and a quarterback running the ball. And that's what a Justin Fields offense has to be, which makes me think that this, what I'm hearing, that there's more people who like Russ in that building might actually start with their owner on that.
He also, though, we didn't play it yesterday, but he also did say age was a consideration.
No, he did.
Which I think is relevant here. I really just,
here it is.
I can't bear the thought of Russ again.
You have to take that into consideration. That's a factor.
Age is a factor, yes.
Art Rooney's
sustained.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.